Kyle Lombard with the New Hampshire Division of Forested Lands has been on the lookout for emerald ash borers since 2002, but he wasn't expecting to find them here.
So this is an industrial area with a lot of businesses and a lot of restaurants and hotels and an urban area, and it's got Norway maple and ash and sugar maple, and this white ash happens to be about 18 inches in diameter and probably 65, 70 years old.
You know, we're right by the interstate. It might even have been something just driving by and a beetle just sort of flipped off the truck.
It's certainly not out of the realm of the possibility.
I mean, of course, we don't know.
Yeah, we just don't know. I mean, it's possible. Let's put it that way.
To be clear, we also don't know that this is the first infested tree in New Hampshire. It's just the first one that the state has found. A resident noticed the sign that often gives the beetle away: frenzied woodpecker activity as the birds feast on the beetle larvae in the bark. And the infestation in this tree is not a new one.
And we could tell that there was at least 3 or 4 years worth of growth over some of the original damage. And so we can project that it's probably 3 or 4 years old at the minimum.
On its own, emerald ash borer moves at a rate of about a half mile a year. But throughout the history of the country's decade-long infestation, it's moved in great leaps. That's because it's likely been carted around in firewood or nursery stock. New Hampshire has had a ban on firewood coming into the state since July of 2011. But if Lombard is right, we were infested even before that ban was put in place. So what does that mean for the roughly 25 million ash trees in the state?
So initially, you know, emerald ash borer comes into an area, and it takes a couple of years before things get noticed, okay?
Cliff Sadoff works monitoring the beetle for Purdue University in Indiana.
And then once you start noticing trees die, then the number doubles. So you can go from 1 to 2 to 8 to 4, 8 to 16 to 32 to 64 to 100%. In an eight-year sequence.
That's what's happened in the Midwest, where they weren't expecting it, where the beetle hit much like old-world European diseases devastated Native American populations. But now that the pest has been around for a while, state officials like Pira Siegert, the state's entomologist, are hoping that we've developed some antibodies.
So we've come a long way in 10 years, and basically the focus of the quarantines is to slow the artificial spread so that you can slow ash mortality to give some of these other technologies a chance to catch up.
The other technologies include pesticide applications that can keep individual, quote, high-value trees alive, like stately old trees in city parks. And, of course, there's the time-honored technique that Cliff Sadoff calls...
We used to call it reuniting old enemies.
There are several species of Asian wasps that consume emerald ash borer, and folks in Michigan have been experimenting with them. Also, Sadoff says, the beetle can't kill sapling ash trees, so what tends to happen is the borer sweeps through, kills the big trees, and moves on. Then, as the forest regenerates, the pest returns. He calls it a cat-and-mouse game.
We now have a three-level cat-and-mouse game. We have cat, mouse, and corn, kind of a thing.
He says that gives trees more time to grow, and after a few decades, a sort of equilibrium point is found, where some trees survive and some don't, but the tree's population isn't destroyed.
Is this knotweed, these guys here?
Yeah.
Back at our putative patient zero, the first infested tree found in Concord, Kyle Lombard says the hope is that we're still at the low end of the exponential growth curve.
Yeah, we are hoping that we caught this early enough that management strategies will really slow the spread of this thing to the point where it's just not leaving this area. Yeah.
So, for now, no firewood can leave Merrimack County, and foresters will be working hard to survey a 6-mile ring around Patient Zero to find how wide a swath is already affected. Once they know more, a plan for how best to proceed will come next. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.